Gildan Media proudly presents Gildan Seminars, original lectures containing essential information that can be applied to every facet of life and business.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's program on leadership, and I'm Tom Ziglar, CEO of Ziglar Inc., and I watched Dad through his life demonstrate leadership on the most practical and daily basis. And how did he do that? Well, the first step was this, and people always ask me, they say, Tom, what was it like to be the son of Zig Ziglar? What made his career so successful? And I'll just tell you a story about Dad, and that is this. He would prepare 3 hours for every presentation that he gave, even though it was almost the same as the last presentation. Plus, he researched and studied 3 hours a day on top of that. So one day I'm at home and I'm in my 20s and maybe early 30s. Dad comes in and he's been on the road for 5 days and he's spoken 3 times and he walks through the door. And as he walks through the door, you can see his face light up. He's got this energy, this glow. But at the same time, his shoulders are stooped. You can tell in his 70s that it's been a long trip. He has been on the road. He's been, as Dad would say, worked hard and hung up wet. And so I asked myself, how can a man in his 70s put out so much energy, come home physically exhausted, and be so excited and motivated at the same time? And then a few years ago, it happened to me. I had spoken 3 days in 3 different cities, and I came home, and I was energized, but man, was I physically worn out. I mean, I was at the end of it. And then I immediately thought back to that time that Dad came home, and I saw that. And I realized here was what happened. You see, he prepared and studied 3 hours every day to learn new information that he could share with other people that just might help them. And in the process, who do you think it helped? Him. And then he went out and spoke. And when he gave this message to other people and he spoke it to the audience, guess who heard that information as well? That's right. When you speak, you hear your own words. And then the third piece is he'd come off stage and all these people would come up to him and they would say, Mr. Ziglar, let me tell you about how you impacted my life. Let me tell you this. You see, he was being fed again. You see, his purpose was to go out there and enhance the lives of other people by giving them life-changing information, being the best that he could be. But in the process, it made him achieve a level he never even imagined. And that's the number one leadership principle of all. If your goal as a leader is to develop those around you to the next level and you're constantly learning that information to help them grow, you cannot help but grow in the process. So if you take anything away from this leadership program, that's the first principle that you need to take away. And now it's my pleasure to introduce my father, Zig Ziglar.
How many of you have ever either heard me before or else this is your first time? Could I see your hands, please? Okay. Let me ask you the second question. How many of you honestly believe there's something you can do in the next week that would make your personal life, your family life, and your business life worse? Can I see your hands, please? All right. Then by the same token, how many of you believe there might be something you can do that would make your personal, family, and business life better? Can I see your hands? All right. Now, if I happen to know some of those things and that would share with you, would that be something you'd have an interest in? Answer's yes. I'll help you with the tough ones, all right? There's no question about it, all right? How many of you believe that what happens in the neighborhood, on the streets, the highways, the nation's capital, and all over America, how many of you believe what happens there has anything to do with what happens to you? Can I see your hand? For example, how many of you believe that since we graduate 2.5 million functional illiterates from high school every year, that ultimately you and I are the ones who will pay the price in lower quality and lower productivity because of that? Can I see your hand? Do you believe that the crime and drug problem has any bearing on your own quality of life? Can